Hello, this is
Hello,
Will calling.
with
Hi, this
my
is. Hi, this is
hello.
Will calling. Hello, this is Will calling from Calling House on behalf of our client, the National Public Opinion Research Firm. I'm looking to speak to Stephanie Lara.
What is she?
Miss Lara, I'm not selling anything and I'm not asking for any donations. We are conducting a survey concerning the issues facing our nation, state, and local communities. Are you registered to vote in Texas?
Yes, I am.
Thank you, ma'am. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you'll be voting in the election for president, U.S. Senate, state legislature, and other local offices in November? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or you don't think you will vote?
Oh, I'm going to vote.
Thank you. Now, if you don't mind me asking, can I please have the year that you were born? Only the year.
1993.
Thank you, ma'am. Next question. What is your race? Do you identify as white Caucasian, black African American, Hispanic Latino, Asian Pacific Islander, or other?
Hispanic Latino.
Okay, thank you so much. Thinking back to 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Republican Donald Trump or Democrat Joe Biden?
Democrat Joe Biden.
Thank you. And thinking about the election in November, if the election for state Senate were held today, will be voting for Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate in your district?
I'm still not sure yet. I haven't made a decision.
Okay, thank you so much. Well, if the election were held today and you had to decide right now, to which candidate would you lean more, the Republican or the Democratic one?
Probably towards Republican.
Okay, thank you so much. I'd like you to rate your feelings for some people using the scale from 0 to 100, with 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable, and 50 means that you feel neutral. Use any number from 0 to 100. The higher the number, the warmer you're feeling. If you have no opinion or have never heard of them, please say so. Donald Trump, 0 to 100.
50.
50, okay. Adam Hinojosa.
I don't think they've heard of him.
Okay. Joe Biden.
20.
Thank you. Ted Cruz.
10.
Thank you. Greg Abbott.
5.
Thank you. Morgan LaMontia.
15.
You said 15?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. just to clarify. Would you say you approve or disapprove of the job Greg Abbott is doing as governor?
Disapprove.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat. He makes some good choices, but.
Okay, thank you. Will you say you approve or disapprove of the job Morgan LaMontia is doing as state senator?
Somewhat as well.
Somewhat disapprove or approve?
Somewhat approve.
Okay, thank you so much. Now, thinking about the elections in November, if the election for president were held today, will you be voting for the Republican Donald Trump or the Democrat Joe Biden?
Probably Donald Trump.
Okay, thank you. And if the election for the U.S. Senate were held today and the candidates were Republican Ted Cruz and Democrat Colin Allred, for whom would you vote?
Democrat.
Democrat? Okay, thank you so much. And if the election for the U.S. Senate were held today and the candidates were Republican Ted Cruz and Democrat Rolling Gutierrez, for whom would you vote?
Rolling Gutierrez.
Okay. Thank you. And if the election for the U.S. House were held today and the candidates were Republican Myra Flores and Democrat Vicente Gonzalez Jr., for whom would you vote?
Vicente.
Thank you. And if the election for the Texas State Senate were held today, will you be voting for Republican Adam Hinojosa or Democrat Morgan LaMontia?
I'm not sure.
Okay. No problem. Thank you. Well, if the election for Texas State Senate were held today and you had to decide right now, to which candidate would you lean more, the Republican or the Democrat one?
Probably Democrat.
Okay, thank you so much. Now I'm going to read some issues that people say should be a priority for the governor and the Texas state legislature. For each one, please indicate how high of a priority the issue should be. Should be a high, medium, low, or not a priority at all?
I'm not sure at work right now. So I say, yeah, I need to know how long this is going to take.
It's maybe 2-3 minutes at the most. Supporting the South Texas small businesses, you think it should be a high, medium, low, or not a priority at all?
Medium.
Medium, okay. Reforming the border policy?
High.
Thank you. Ensuring access to affordable, quality health care? Ensuring access to affordable, quality health care?
High.
Thank you. Supporting public schools and fighting against private school vouchers?
High.
Thank you. Supporting reproductive health care choices for women?
High.
Thank you so much. Now, thinking again about the elections this November, I'm going to read to you some descriptions of a candidate for state legislature. After each, please tell me if you will be more or less likely to vote for this kind of candidate. A candidate who supports law enforcement and innovative solutions to secure the border. That means that you feel much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely to vote for someone like that.
More likely.
Thank you. A candidate who challenged Governor Abbott's private school voucher policies?
More likely.
Thank you. A candidate who voted against Texas abortion ban?
More likely.
Thank you. A candidate who challenged Governor Abbott's border security policies?
Less likely.
Thank you. A candidate who voted to support Texas LGBTQ plus community?
I'm in the middle.
Somewhat less or somewhat more?
Somewhat less.
Okay, thank you so much. Do you use WhatsApp, yes or no?
Yes.
Do you have WhatsApp that your WhatsApp belongs to groups, or do you receive direct messages, or both?
Both.
Thank you. Finally, I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, or something else?
Democrat.
Thank you so much. Would you call yourself a strong or not a strong Democrat?
Not a strong.
Thank you so much. In thinking of political terms, will you say you are liberal, moderate, or conservative?
Moderate.
Thank you so much. What is the last year's schooling that you have completed?
Master's degree.
Master's? Okay, thank you. Mm-hmm. Finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have your first name only?
Anne.
Okay, thank mm-hmm. you. Now, thank you for your time. Are you interested in participating in a follow-up research study? Participants in the research are compensated for their time in sharing their open opinions in a more in-depth and open-ended way. Can I note you that you are interested in a follow-up research study and that we may contact you in the future? I'm sorry, yes or no?
Sure.
Thank you so much. You have a good one. Have a good one. Thank you. Thank you for your time.
Mm-hmm.
Bye-bye.